Hello, this is Candy Christensen, and welcome to Meandering Design. Today, let's talk about color. More specifically, let's talk about how color can make you feel. Have you ever walked into a room and you just feel like something is off? For years, I felt that way in my own home. I had the furniture set up in a functional yet attractive way. I had plants, arts, and my coffee table was styled. I felt like my rooms were designed nicely, and still, it all felt a little off. It started to make me irrationally annoyed and angry. I live in an apartment, and first off, they did not paint when I moved in, even though there are holes in the wall and scuff marks. Before I went forward with painting, I had a hallway that had these huge holes in the wall. So I found temporary graphics to stick on the wall to cover up some of those holes. Secondly, the walls were painted beige with a yellow undertone. I have tall ceilings, and I'm lucky to have big windows, and the rooms get a ton of natural light. And still, that beige was sucking the life out of me. I know it sounds ridiculous, but let's just say that it was my truth. Finally, I said enough, and I painted it a very lovely, super light gray that is almost white. The trim of my apartment is white, and it coordinates beautifully. All of a sudden, my hatred toward my walls was gone. If you live in an apartment, always check your lease and check with your landlord before you paint. In some cases, especially if you paint a very different color, you'll be required to either pay to get it painted or paint it back before you move out. I'll admit, I am not a fan of beige, and my favorite color is gray, which seems a bit ridiculous because is gray actually color? But the problem I had with this beige was its yellow, gross undertones. It made my house look jaundiced. I usually use Benjamin Moore paints, but I'd been carrying a sample of Behr's Irish Mist around for a while, and I really loved it. So finding a good neutral color is difficult. If you find something you like, you can always have your preferred paint supplier color match it. I have, paint trim in my dining room, and sadly it had been removed from my living room. So the area above the paint, the picture railing, I painted a darker sandy shade of gray. It works in this room because, as I said, I have tall ceilings and a ton of natural light. But keep in mind that if you want to make your ceilings look taller, then paint the area above the picture rail a lighter color and carry that color or even a lighter shade up onto the ceiling. It will visually raise the height of the ceiling. That same horrific beige was also in my bedroom, which is downstairs in the basement. It's a dark room, which is fine with me because I love sleep, and it has low ceilings. Even though it was the same color, since the room didn't receive as much sunlight, it didn't read quite as yellow. I'll go into the other colors I used for the curtains, the rug, and the bed when I talk about the color wheel on another podcast. But for the walls, I wanted a nice neutral color, and I picked a very light chocolatey brown. So it's almost kind of a beige, but it has more of this chocolate warm undertone. So in this case, the change in the color wasn't that extreme. I picked a color that was within, you know, the realm of what was already on the walls. But what helped was simply painting the walls because, again, they were scuffed and had holes from the prior tenant. Well, and also from me, since I move art around constantly. Putting up a clean coat of paint was like a breath of fresh air. I can't even believe how much better that room felt. So sometimes you may not need to change the color or change it drastically. Sometimes you just really need a fresh coat of paint. There are so many rules when it comes to color, and I would say don't follow the rules. View them as guidelines or even as inspiration. If you try to figure out and follow the rules, you'll probably get stuck in analysis paralysis. There's like so much information, and sometimes it's conflicting, and it gets really challenging. Plus, I have to say, each room is different. I was looking for a light gray for a client and had her put a sample of the Irish Mist that I had in my home on her walls, and it just didn't work. She had high ceilings. She had the big wall of windows, and yet the color looked completely different. It may have been because her apartment was at the back of a courtyard and some of the light reflected the red from the brick into her room. Or maybe because her room had east-facing light and mine was west. It just looked a very different shade. So there are many different variables at play in each room that it's impossible to follow the rules. So my best advice is to narrow down your choices when it comes to picking a paint color and always put a sample up on the wall. For example, common knowledge is that when you paint a room dark, it makes it look small. That can happen, but don't let it stop you if you really do want a dark, cozy paint color. My office is on the same floor as my living room and dining room, but it's on the east side of the building. It has a small window, and the light from that window is blocked by a second-story patio. The room became a dumping ground because I didn't want to spend any time in there. It had that same yellow-beige paint color, and the light bulb cast a yellow tone, plus there was no outside light. Step one was to change the light bulb. I'll actually go into that more on another podcast, but light bulbs come in different colors. If you go to a large hardware store, you'll see they have displays now that show all the different tones of light. You can get light bulbs that have, you know, a blue cast to them or a bit more of a yellow cast or even a truer daytime white cast. So I bought a light bulb that had a truer daytime white shade. And that helped, but it actually didn't solve the problem. I initially was going to paint the room light gray, but the thought of it didn't really make me happy. I do need to interject here for a moment. I love design. I absolutely love playing with color. I can happily while away an afternoon moving the furniture around in my house. My goal, though, is not to have a showcase-worthy home. My dream and my desire is to have a space that reflects who I am. And those of you who know me would probably agree that I'm a bit quirky, and I've learned to embrace that. I've also been inspired by Abigail Ahern, who is a designer in London, and she uses very dark, rich colors in her home, and she even created her own paint line because she felt the other colors were lacking. And that was it. I was going dark. Now when I had that thought, I had a moment of panic, but yet my heart went pitter-pat with excitement. So I trotted off to the paint store. I grabbed a bunch of different samples of very dark, rich colors. Some had brown undertones, some green, some blue, but the color that won was a very dark, dark, almost black color called Soot by Benjamin Moore. So while the room has high ceilings, it gets very little light, and I didn't want to take the color all the way up to the ceiling because I was worried it would be a bit too oppressive, a little bit too much dark. Plus, the soot didn't look that great against the existing color of my ceiling. And I'm sorry, but I wasn't also painting the ceiling. That was just too much. So I wanted to find a color that would be probably like the top foot or so of the wall. And I wanted a color that had coppery undertones because I've been seeing a lot of copper and brass and different metal tones in the design magazines, and I really kind of love that coppery pink. So I picked a color that was pink, which is crazy because I am not a pink person. My wardrobe consists of black, white, and gray. It took a couple of samples of different shades of pink, but I ended up with Monticello Rose, which looked amazing against that almost black soot. I can't even begin to explain how much I love this room now and how much I enjoy using it. I work there, I read there, and I occasionally nap in there. It went from being a space that I avoided to one that draws me in. I absolutely love it, and really color is what made that change. The only furniture I added in there was a chaise lounge because the desk, the books, the art, everything that had been in there stayed the same. So there's a lot of information about color theory, and it really is fascinating, and I definitely agree that color influences our mood. I'd also point out that color is highly subjective. We each have our own very individual experience when it comes to color. So use that information as a guideline. But if you're looking to make your bedroom a calm retreat, and the experts are saying paint it blue, but you hate the color blue, then please don't paint it blue, because it's going to have the exact opposite effect. My only request is just please don't paint it beige. Anything but beige. I read a lot of design blogs, books, and magazines, mainly to get ideas, and sometimes I'll see something and it'll spark a completely different idea that I can use in my own home or in a client space. I also read the blogs and the magazines so I can keep abreast of trends. Now, I don't tend to design a room that is trendy. I pick foundation pieces that are timeless, and I'll pick art and accessories that represent and have meaning to the person I'm designing for. And I may add an item or two that is au courant or trendy. I'm aware of trends, and I'll incorporate them in my own fashion, but I am not very trendy. All right, except the one thing I love and the one trend I love is succulents. Seriously, these little guys are the cutest thing ever. And I finally have a pot of them that I think is going to stay alive. That's my goal. So anyways, there was this recent argument in blogs and podcasts about, should the accent wall die? Which I think is a little harsh. Let's not kill the accent wall. And actually, I don't agree. In fact, I'm making an accent wall in my dining room with temporary wallpaper, and I'm totally excited. So why would the experts say the accent wall should die? Well, because it is something that we've been seeing for quite a few years. And, after a certain point, I think design experts get a little bored with something. The other reason is because sometimes, people's accent walls are a little bit, too much. You want the wall to stand out, but you also don't want it to scream, hey, look at me. So the client I mentioned earlier who I helped find a light gray color, we actually ended up picking a dark gray to go behind her couch because her couch was a light gray and it blended into the wall. There is the option of, okay, let's get a new couch or pay to get a slipcover made for the couch. Or hey, you could just spend $40 on a gallon of paint. So which one is more cost effective? Now the couch and the piece of art that she had in that went over the couch stand out beautifully. And the accent wall looks like it's part of the room. It's not like this bright, crazy color that stands out. Everything in the room flows and looks seamless. Remember how I mentioned earlier that, the convention is dark colors make a room smaller. Well, it depends on how you use them. My bedroom is a decent size, but not huge. And I painted to these really big, large paint canvases. And I painted them dark burgundy and then in a shade lighter, I took this really big damask stencil and I stenciled it on the paint canvases. I hung those behind my bed and I was trying to find a way to add a deep color in that room without having to repaint the whole room since I had just painted it that light kind of chocolate color. So once I hung those panels, that back wall actually felt like it receded back and it made the room feel deeper. Color can have a huge impact on our mood and how we use a space. If you are not happy in your home, take a look around and see if color, or maybe the lack thereof, is the culprit. Always, always, always please put samples on your wall when you're picking a color and live with it for a couple of days. It can take a couple of different samples to find the color that works. Color changes in different light, so keep an eye on what is happening. Yes, the sun kind of rises as it sets, as you turn on lights in the evening. Keep taking a look at that color and see how it looks on the wall in different light. Don't get bogged down in the rules. Use those rules or, what the experts say as guidelines to help you pick a color, but don't let it stop you from playing with different options. And remember, it's okay. Accent walls are okay. They can be our friend. So if you want to learn more about color, then join me in my class in Chicago called Interior Design 101. If you go to meanderingdesign.com and click on the tab Classes, you can see what dates are available. If you need help picking out a color, then reach out to me. It's my absolute favorite thing to do. I'm going to do another podcast on color in the future to talk about, picking light bulbs and to talk more about the color wheel. I found it really helpful to pick color schemes that work well with each other when I use and reference the color wheel, and I found it a great source of information and inspiration. I'll talk a little bit more about color theory as well, but really I find it's best if people pick colors they are drawn to and like. So thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, if you could please subscribe and leave a review in iTunes, I thank you very much. Bye-bye.